Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. I'm Chad Grigsby, and I'm the church planting catalyst for LifePoint. Sunday at Lewis Center, we finished up our Senior Moments series on Hebrews 11. The big idea of the series has been, don't forget to look up. And we said that one of the attributes of Jesus that helps us look up is that Jesus forgives our biggest mistakes. If you do a survey of the people in Hebrews 11, it's not hard to find broken people. In fact, in this list of people, we have murderers, adulterers, liars, drunkards, and even prostitutes. Not exactly an all-star bunch here. And Christianity, to me, is unique in this way. I appreciate the fact that the Bible doesn't try to hide the mistakes of its key players. Their lives are on full display for all to see. The Bible is not making a case for God only loving or using perfect people, because none exist. But the Bible is the history of grace to those that don't deserve it, aren't looking for it, and even don't appreciate it once they have it. And that's good news for us. But what's interesting about this passage is that none of their bad decisions are mentioned here. You have to go to other parts of the Bible to see their whole stories. So what is the author of Hebrews trying to do here? Is he trying to hide what these people did? Is he trying to cover things up? I don't believe he is, but what I think he's saying is that there's a greater force at work in these people's lives. Where sin was great, God's grace was greater. Christianity is not about their performance, but it's about Jesus' performance applied to their lives. Hebrews 12:2 says, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. God can be both just, righteous, and good because Jesus died for our sins in our place. And God can declare unrighteous sinners to be righteous because Jesus lived a perfect life in our place. So Christians are imperfect people that get both the righteous life and death of Jesus applied to our lives as if we had been the ones who lived perfectly all along. And this is the mystery and wonder and amazing part of God's grace. In other words, here's the idea. You're not your worst mistakes. Because of Jesus, you don't have to live your life with a scarlet letter on your chest for your worst sins. Because of Jesus, you can have another identity altogether, and that identity is you are a child of God. Just like these people in Hebrews 11, your identity can be found in your faith in Jesus and not in your worst mistakes. I think we need to be reminded of this all the time. We have to remember to look up. Most of us wrestle with either something in the past or something in the present. Some of us deal with past mistakes. Others of us deal with present struggles. It might be the first thing that you think of in the morning and the last thing you think of before you go to bed at night. For some of us, our mistakes follow us around all day long like a cloud that hovers over our lives. Sometimes we notice it, and it feels like it's pouring out on us, and other times it just lingers quietly over our lives, but it's there nonetheless. And if we're honest, we feel like it's never going to go away. But no matter what that thing is for you, we need to be reminded to look up. Remember, your true identity is in Jesus and not in your activity or your behavior. Remember what has been done for us. It doesn't have to dominate or cast a shadow over our lives anymore. So, what's your scarlet letter that you've kind of placed on your life? What is your biggest mistake that kind of hovers over you? What is your cloud? And because of Jesus, would you be willing to lay that down today? Because he's inviting us to. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that even though we all make mistakes, we all have sins, both past, present, and future, that you forgive us. And a lot of those mistakes have made us feel great shame. But thank you that Jesus bore our guilt and shame on the cross. Thank you that he carried our sin so that we don't have to carry it anymore. And we ask that you would give us the grace to lay it down today in Jesus' name. Amen. Why don't you take a minute and lay down whatever it is that you need to lay down at the feet of Jesus today. Thanks again for listening. Come back tomorrow for more of the Drivecast. God bless.